What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk tech with today Killian Ginnity from our digital team, who'll be answering your tech questions. Killian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
You've been looking at the ChatGPT search engine.
Yes. So 90% of all search that goes on online is done through Google. But yeah. Everybody is now seeing AI is everywhere. And ChatGPT, who we've all heard of, are now bringing out SearchGPT. It's currently behind a wait list and stuff, but it is coming fast. So basically, they're trying to make searching a lot more conversational and easier to do. So I have a little kind of example here. It kind of, when you look for something, you ask a question as if you would a person. Yeah. And it kind of looks like the start of a Wikipedia page, where it will try and break down the information in as human a way as possible, and then gives you like sources. So like at the end of the sentence, say 1, 2, 3, and 4.
It looks, seems to me very like Microsoft Copilot.
It is, and it's interesting because Microsoft actually are a large investor into OpenAI, who owns ChatGPT. So they are kind of all competing against each other. So it's an interesting way of searching. As I say, it's meant to be a lot more conversational. It's meant to kind of like curate this for you. But Google have tried this already to not great success. So like they had this experimental AI overviews, which told some users searching how to make cheese sticks for pizzas better by using non-toxic glue, or how geologists recommend that humans eat one rock per day. So obviously it's taking in all of the internet's madness and presenting it as fact. So there is issues with it.
And that's the problem, isn't it? That it when it's scouring for information, it takes everything. It has no judgment.
It's AI, but it's not AI as one would expect. It's not really artificial intelligence. It's generative learning. So it's learning from everything that's out there. So there will be issues, but the fact that ChatGPT is kind of everybody's go-to for it, they're going to have the largest database to be able to learn from. And it's getting really, really cool. Like it's nerdy now. It is for the tech heads at the minute, but this could change how me or you are going to be searching going forward.
We shall see. Anyway, lots of questions coming in for you, Killian. First one, I've recently retired and now have no access to a PC. Could you please advise on a basic laptop and printer just for browsing the internet, keeping up with the news, booking a holiday, flights, that sort of thing? That's from Paul in Dublin.
Paul, yeah, depending on what you really want to do with it. If you're looking for something that's just pure browsing, the likes of an Asus Chromebook, which you can get for about €199 in Currys. They're 4 gigs of RAM. They don't have a big memory, but if all you're doing is searching, that's probably your best bet. Now, if you want to go for something a little bit beefier but still on a budget, you could go for like a Lenovo ThinkPad, 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, but it's only €144 from refurbished.ie. So you can do something like that. And when it comes to printers are the bane of any tech head's existence, like the amount of times I get called about these. But something like a HP Envy, which is wireless. So once you set it up and your laptop's in the house, it'll just work. It has a scanner and it's only €99 from Currys. So I think they're probably your best bets.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing going forward with all printers is the cost of ink going forward. So you always have to factor that into...
Ink is more expensive than blood or oil.
Anne has a question. Is there an alternative to the cost of storing photos in the cloud? I have to transfer photos from an old computer to a newer computer, but the cost will now be €30 per month, which to me sounds expensive.
It is quite expensive. I'm a great believer in being able to hold your data. I have about 21 terabytes at home myself, so I'm very much on your side here. Something like a Toshiba Canvio, so it's 2 terabytes, it's $89.99 from Currys, or the 1 terabyte for $64.99 in Currys as well. It's just a basic USB hard drive. Plug it into your old computer, put whatever files you want onto it there, plug it into your new one, take it off, but it can also be your own storage that you can keep yourself.
And it means if your computer breaks down and you have to buy another one, you've always got your own storage.
Always got it.
Would Killian have any drawing tablet recommendations to my kids. My little girl has one, uses it all the time, but it's a cheap one and we're now on our fourth.
Yes. So this was something I wasn't too familiar with until the question came in. And so as far as I can see, there's kind of two types, depending on the size of the kid. So if it's a younger child and they just want something that feels like a tablet and will light up and look a little bit digitally, you can go for like what they call an LCD tablet, which I'm sure is that cheap one. They're like a tenner in Smiths. They're nice, they're pretty, but they won't have the life of it. You could go for the next one up, which is like the iDoodle drawing pad for $24.99. It looks a little bit more tablet-y, a little bit more robust, but it doesn't connect to the internet or anything like that. So you can save the images, but it also keeps them away. For any kids that are a little bit older and starting to make the move towards like having their own laptops and doing kind of proper drawings, and you can go for like a Wacom 1, which is basically just a little Bluetooth black tablet, kind of looks like a mouse pad that you'd have beside your computer, and it comes with a little pen, and it allows you, like everyone has used Microsoft Paint, instead of using your mouse, you're using this, and it allows you to be a little bit more intricate, kind of allows you to use pressure sensitivity in the likes of Microsoft Paint or Canva or anything like that. So
how much does that cost?
That's $44.99 from Currys.
Okay, none of these strike me as terribly expensive options.
No, but there is a great divide. So if after this, it kind of gets up into the 150, 250, 500 in professionals.
Okay, next one. My older iPhone suddenly won't support my banking app, Bank of Ireland, and I don't have online access to my money. Is there any alternative to upgrading my phone as it works perfectly well for everything else I need? That's from John in Kildare.
This is an issue every year as phones get older and apps move with the times. So basically for your phone, not really. You could try to use it through your browser or through a laptop.
Yeah.
You should be able to log in pretty much the same way. But sooner rather than later, if you want to do it mobile, you'd probably have to get a new phone.
Could your tech expert recommend a good smartwatch that would be €100 or under? It's for a teenager, but I don't want to spend a fortune.
If you want to email me at digitalnewstalk.com, I'll come back with some more specific recommendations, because the ones I've been looking at are like OnePlus's new one, which is fantastic, or the new Samsung ones, and they're a little bit pricier than that. There are some cheaper ones that are like the Huawei ones, but they're very much a watch that does fitness tracking. So if you want something a little bit more smart, let me come back to you.
I'm looking for a tablet for work with a keyboard. I had one before with Samsung with a keyboard, but it was too small.
So Lenovo does some very good things with this. If you're using it more for work, you might consider what's called like a transition book. So it's actually more of like a Chromebook laptop that has a touch screen and a keyboard with it. So that might be more your thing. Or if you're looking for more of a tablet, OnePlus have actually brought out their new Pad 2, and I believe you can get a tablet with that. Or there is always the iPad. I don't necessarily recommend them, but they're always there.
I'm having issues with casting players to the TV. If I try to switch players, it crashes. I have to turn off the TV, close all the apps, reboot the system. Sometimes it disconnects but keeps playing the player. Is my cast too old?
Possibly. So if you're doing it through the TV itself, I would recommend getting a Chromecast. I use them on every TV, despite how smart they claim to be. There is the new version of Chromecast, which are fantastic. They come with a little remote and can actually go up to 4K now as well. So possibly, but depending on if you're using a Chromecast or not, do look at maintaining the software updates as you go through your Google Home app.
Here's a suggestion on printers from Owen in Bray. He said, I bought an Epson EcoTank printer, no ink cartridges. It's refillable via bottled ink at 2,000 pages per refill, and the cost of the printer, €260.
So that's great. And the only issue I've had with using them before is it can be a little bit messy if you're a little bit clumsy.
If it gets on your fingers, you could be red-fingered or blue-fingered, cyan-fingered for weeks on end.
You won't need a pen.
Would Killian know about updating smart TVs? Mine is suddenly really slow, but it says it's up to date. TV is about 6 years old. It's a Sony Bravia.
So with some of the smart TVs, you can take recordings and stuff. So if it's saying it's up to date, maybe its internal memory is quite full. So maybe getting your hands on a cheap memory stick, 4 or 8 gigabytes. They're about a tenner nowadays. Yeah. Get them on Amazon, stick it into the back and just offload some of the potential memory there. The other thing is, as apps get more advanced, the bigger they get. So it's some of the older TVs do kind of struggle to keep up. So the likes of a memory stick can kind of help in that situation.
Now, a final one. My telephone number seems to have been cloned, as I keep getting calls from people saying they've missed calls from me. What can I do about that?
So one of the things you can do is you can check sites such as haveibeenpwned.com, and basically you can put in your email or your phone number and basically find out if your information has been leaked as part of a data breach. And that will tell you whether or not it is actually coming from nefarious sources or if you're just accidentally butt dialing somebody. Generally, though, if somebody is getting it from your number, maybe contact your network provider and make sure they're keeping track of where the calls are coming from. And if there's no one, no, it's not you, then you may have to work with them to kind of block whatever other users are using.
All right. Killian Ginnity, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.